Hello there, you are listening to 15minutes.today, 通勤学英语。欢迎来到我们每日英语跟读单元，每周一到周五，收听世界时事趣闻，只要每日利用通勤的朋友或喝咖啡的时间，短短15分钟自行反复朗读，或者就是与 John 老师一起跟读，就可以持续累积你的英语力。通勤家族们 ,Are you ready? Let's get started with today's program.How the wealthy world has failed poor countries during the pandemic. Like much of the developing world, Pakistan was alarmingly short of doctors and medical facilities long before anyone had heard of COVID-19. Then the pandemic overwhelmed hospitals, forcing some to turn away patients. As fear upended daily life, families lost livelihoods and struggled to feed themselves.On the other side of the world in Washington, two deep-pocketed organizations, the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, vowed to spare poor countries from desperation. Their economists warned that immense relief was required to prevent a humanitarian catastrophe and profound damage to global prosperity. Emerging markets make up 60% of the world economy by one IMF measure.A blow to their fortunes inflicts pain around the planet. Wages sent home to poor countries by migrant workers, a vital artery of finance, have diminished. The shutdown of tourism has punished many developing countries. So has plunging demand for oil. Billions of people have lost the wherewithal to buy food, increasing malnutrition.By next year, the pandemic could push 150 million people into extreme poverty, the World Bank has warned, in the first increase in more than two decades. But the World Bank and IMF have failed to translate their concern into meaningful support, economists say. That has left less affluent countries struggling with limited resources and untenable debts.Prompting their governments to reduce spending just as it is needed to bolster the healthcare systems and aid people suffering lost income. A lost decade of growth in large parts of the world remains a plausible prospect, absent urgent, concerted, and sustained policy response, concluded a recent report from the Group of 30, a gathering of international finance experts,including Lawrence Summers, a former economic advisor to President Barack Obama and Treasury Secretary in the Clinton administration. The wealthiest nations have been cushioned by extraordinary surges of credit unleashed by central banks, and government spending collectively estimated at more than $8 trillion. Developing countries have yet to receive help on such a scale.The IMF and World Bank have marshaled a relatively anemic response, in part because of the predictions of their largest shareholder, the United States. Thanks for tuning in. 记得我们每日跟读精选词汇以及 Intense Podcast 节目都在各大 Podcast 平台同步放送。也欢迎分享我们官网 www.15minutes.today 以及 Facebook 粉专给亲朋好友。同情学英语 ,improving your English on the go.Catch you in the next one. 我们下期见。